All right, it is Groundhog Day, 7-Eleven at WFMD.
Bob, guess what? We have we actually have our microphones in Pennsylvania right now. Let's drop in on Groundhog Day. Hang on, real
Punxsutawney.
Quick. Yeah, Punxsutawney Phil. Would you have you ever gone to a groundhog celebration?
No. I'm on the air, man. I was on the air. Couldn't do it.
Do we have a local groundhog guy here?
We had Randy Rolls.
Uh-huh.
Who would, you know, he comes in and drops off the silver or the gold coins.
Uh-huh.
He used to live up there, and he would go up there and do something for us. But we don't have an official, like, a rat or a groundhog or anything.
Oh, yeah, we do. We definitely do.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. Oh, these guys in the top hats are...
Oh, yeah, look at them. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Holding up a little image of Mitchell.
There's a lot of media there. Only if there was... not much media to cover the Hunter Biden story. We'd probably be all well informed.
Oh, look! Are they? What time does they actually pull?
7:28.
Oh wow! Okay.
7:28. So we're about 16 minutes away from that.
Well, do you think that the groundhog is more important than the woolly worm? I think the woolly worm is more important. Discussing how much more winter we're going to have.
Have you ever seen Punxsutawney Phil up close? If you go to visitpa.com, you could watch it live. That is one ugly creature. That is an ugly, ugly, ugly creature.
Never mind. I was going to say something derogatory, but I won't.
No, don't.
I won't.
Let it fly, man.
Let it fly. No. If you can't say nice something nice about somebody, why say it at all?
I'm Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
Don't say that about Kevin. He's the man.
You know what? Kevin would be
the perfect person. You know, the Bill Murray character was based off of Kevin McManus.
Yeah, Kevin McManus bears a strong resemblance to Punxsutawney Phil, doesn't he?
I'm Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
I'm just going to let you hang out to dry. Uh-huh. If you don't mind, I'll just let that go. That's totally fine.
That go.
Yeah.
That's totally
How
fine.
Dare you? Uh-huh.
I'm not scared. Anyway.
I know you're not. But you're not.
They're getting on the they're on the stage, these guys in top hats. They're surrounded by lots and lots of security.
I am president.
Let's drop in.
Of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. Welcome to Punxsutawney. Welcome to Groundhog Day.
This is live coverage of Groundhog Day.
We just need Sonny and Cher.
Yeah.
How many guests do we have here? Celebrating Groundhog Day for the first time.
And there's a lot of people there, man.
Well, yeah.
How many guests? Two or more times.
What are you going to go up to, like 1,000 times?
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Now, this next one's going to surprise you. How many groups are here celebrating somebody's Groundhog Day birthday?
All right. So maybe when...
Happy birthday. I know people who are born on Groundhog's
Mr.
Day.
Mr. Vice President.
Well, we're going to have birthdays coming up in a couple of minutes.
There
must be 50,000 people watching this. Gobbler's Knob.
The men standing before you are tasked with hosting this great holiday year after year, and we want to acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm.
There are current and past members here. I'll start with our former presidents and former members, including past president, Mr. Bill Dealey, Digger O'Dell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mr. Tom Uberti. Big windmaker.
Okay. Anyway.
Big windmaker.
Big windmaker.
That was cold my front from my wife. I was like, "Hey, honey, I can't help it."
So, who are these guys in the top hats?
Butch Silver, Iceman.
Somewhere along the line, somebody said, "We have no way of being able to get people to come to this area, and we need something. So, we're going to create something called Groundhog Day." So there you go. I put a big boy right there.
Yeah.
Your Sirianne is Daybreaker.
Daybreaker. There we go.
Daybreaker.
Daybreaker.
Dr. John Johnson, Chief Health Man.
I mean, you know, do they got to pay to be part of this?
Okay. There's actually an inner circle. All right. And they say it's a special one. The birth of Punxsutawney Groundhog Club, custodians of famed weather prognosticator Punxsutawney Phil, was 130. I think it's 137 years. Is that how old that little creature is?
No, they've used many different, you know,
he looks mean. Doesn't he look mean? He looks like he doesn't want to come out of the stump.
Well, you know, he's like, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I'm hungry. I don't, you know, you guys have kept me in the dark for so long.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. You know.
There are a group of 15 what they call custodians of Punxsutawney Phil.
So, in other words, it's you get him for 2 months, somebody else gets him for a month, somebody else gets him for 10 days, and you got to feed the little rodent.
Do they background check these guys for like, I'm not going to say that's a family show. Anyway, they're all volunteers, and they have some type of... They're given names for their roles. So
You just heard Daybreaker and Head Honcho and Head Hunter, and they probably had to go out and you're the one who's got to trap this month's this year's groundhog.
Okay, so the inner circle includes a math teacher, a welder, a dentist, a chiropractor.
Is there a radio guy? That's the question. I mean, yeah. I don't even you know.
Right.
And so I mean, you know.
And tasked with our ceremony, Mr. AJ DeRoom, Rainmaker, his handler.
The Rainmaker.
Oh, Rainmaker. The Rainmaker is the handler. Can you imagine that, you know, maybe they take pictures of him. You know, he's got his own Facebook page where he's got the groundhog sitting on his tummy and they're watching Tom Brady throw the football for the last time. Or, you know, the Eagles. I mean, I guess they're in Pennsylvania, so there'll be Eagles fans.
Yes, of course.
Or there could be Steelers fans.
We have a perfect groundhog call.
Okay, here's the perfect groundhog call.
Groundhog, and you are going to reply, groundhog.
Okay, anyway, we have to go to...
Come on, you got to wait.
Okay.
This guy is big, too.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, baby.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
He's getting the crowd fired up.
Groundhog!
Groundhog!
Let's do that one more time.
Of course you're going to do it one more time. Of course you're going to do it one more time.
This guy is beat red.
Groundhog!
Man. They're showing everybody's got their cameras up. It's so funny because they're all probably just drunk as monkeys, and they're standing there going, "You know, hey, you know what? If I was here, I would do this. I would go for it one time just to go there."
Yeah, I would too. I should take the day off next Groundhog Day and do this thing.
Yeah, no, we'll just send Randy rules.
Gives me the ability to speak Groundhog-y.
They're knocking at the door, and it's locked up now.
He's like sitting there going, "I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet. Get away from me."
So I don't know if I want to go to break yet because they look like they're taking him out, and I thought it was going to be 7:28, but maybe we should just keep it right here real quick. Hang on.
Oh, they're already saying what it is? Okay, they're going to... The video that I have is the audio is way off. So he's speaking and nothing's being said.
Yeah,
the
no.
There.
So the video.
Oh, they got him under pad. He's under a lock and key.
Yeah, he's under lock and key. This is
he's being held against his will.
Yeah. So here's the announcement. Here's the announcement, Bob. On the Morning News Express, you're not going to get this anywhere.
Yeah. Riveting radio, folks.
It is.
Punxsutawney Phil, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness. They have him out. This thing is fighting to get back in. He is scared to death.
I must be behind. I'm behind.
Refresh your computer.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's so cute.
Oh, that thing is ugly.
Look at him. I love him.
He's got claws, man.
I love him.
Yeah.
Now, if he was at my house, he'd be shot, but I love him.
Right.
So what does he do? I can see his shadow. So can he.
That thing needs a, diet. All right, here we go.
Poor little flower. Hi, little flower.
He's probably scared to death.
He probably is scared to death.
These guys are creepy with the top hats.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the state police beside him.
Yeah.
Oh, look. They're nodding their heads. They're looking. They're going, what did we decide last night? What did we decide? Oh, does he see it? Oh, there Mr. we go. President, oh, the official proclamation.
We have a scroll.
We have a scroll. They picked one. All right, here we go. I wonder if they even know. Here we go. Oh, yeah, this is your job, dude. You've got the microphone and it's taped to your nose.
What does the FanDuel say? 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hear ye, hear ye. Now on this February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob. Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed this President Dunkle to the proper scroll, which reads, I see the morning has brought the finest people. I see their bravery and spirit.
Shut up.
The time has come, I can feel it, the excitement, I can hear it. I see the folks with gray in their hair, and I see the kids all young and scrawny. Their eyes and cheeks aglow from the cold, clean air of sweet Punxsutawney. I see that everyone knows their part, and I am merely the sage.
Is this going to go on for...
Nah.
But above all else, I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
Some guy in camo just took a pot shot at Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, my goodness.
And, oh, my God, it's everywhere.
That thing is kidding. Shaking. It is scared. It wants to go back in.
Of course he is.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. You know. Yeah, 6 more weeks of winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right.
And you know what? I'm going to say one thing is that if you look, they're all much. It looks like a bunch of white guys up there. So it's not equitable. And
oh, my goodness.
I have white privilege, and I'm a racist.
Tony is calling into the Morning News Express, wants to comment real quick about Groundhog Day. Tony, you've been to, I don't even know where, it's Gobbler's Knob, but where's Gobbler's Knob, Tone?
It's right outside of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It is an actual city, like you say, about half again the size of Frederick. It's just a blue-collar steel mill working town in the middle of Pennsylvania.
And you said on the phone, it's a big drunk fest?
It is. Everybody, we went, like you say, we were up there looking at elk in Elk County, and we're like, we were 45 minutes away. We're like, let's go see Punxsutawney. Like I was telling you, we were expecting to see, you know, I wanted to see Bill Murray, but obviously Bill Murray ain't there. But we were talking to people. They all meet down at the Walmart parking lot at like 4:00 in the morning. They get on buses, and they bus them up there. And they all go stand out in the cold for an hour and a half, and they drink and party, and obviously they're probably drinking and partying in the Walmart parking lot. And I tell you what, by now, they told us within like 10 or 10 minutes after the groundhog comes up, everybody loads the buses and the place is empty again. Like right now, that whole field of people you've seen is probably completely empty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so they're doing a tailgating, right? They're like, give me a P, give me an A. How do you spell Punxsutawney?
Exactly.
Never mind, give me a beer.
Exactly. And the groundhog, I was telling you before, we figured there'd be all kinds of stuff. And then we actually stopped in. There was like the town hall office building, which is about as big as your radio station. Is the only place, I figured everywhere they'd be selling groundhog stuff.
Right.
It was the only place that had any groundhog stuff. We got some groundhog t-shirts and some groundhog stocking caps for our grandkids, you know what I mean, in this place. And walked around the town. They had all these painted groundhogs up there like they had the keys in Frederick a couple years ago, you know what I mean? People, mm-hmm. you know, kind of bought one and painted it. But the groundhog lives at the town library. Punxsutawney
really?
Library
yeah.
is where the groundhog lives. There's a big window. You can walk up a sidewalk and look at him if he's outside or he, you know, he's got obviously got a place he can go inside. But that's where he lives, right there at the public library. Nobody takes him home. them big top hat guys. It's called the Groundhog Society.
Yeah.
Because we read the stuff while
Tony,
we were there.
I got to go for business. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling in and listening. Appreciate it.
I just, like I said, I had tears coming out of my eyes while I was listening to it. Thanks for putting it on. It was a good memory, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. It's
I wonder if they have plaques of former Punxsutawney Phils, you know?
Yeah.
Punxsutawney
Phil just went into the Hall of Fame. Like, for the first time, it took 138 years. I think he was inducted into some kind of Hall of Fame a couple of days ago. So.
Hmm.